for melancholy net. Then you came in 5 years behind. We thought you couldn't talk, cause I, you were just shy. Mom said it was serious, Dad said you'd be fine. I thought you were the prophet of 1989. You were so tender, we thought something was wrong with you. So patient, we thought that you were deaf. You were so solemn, so tiny, but so ancient. Mom took you to see doctors, you scared her half to death. And I made you a library of tiny books with spines 2 inches high. You didn't say too much, but smile.
Pretty great. I love Dessa so much. Okay, getting down to business, and I'm gonna quit being nostalgic because it's weird when you're alone in a yurt and you're being nostalgic on the air and it's like midnight in October in New England. It's a weird feeling. Anyway, I'm Grace Donahue, in case you didn't know. I am also one of the 5 college student coordinating board reps. And that just means that I was elected by you Hampshire folk to represent you in a body of 5 college students who get a budget, and then we get to plan awesome events. And one of the events that was planned before I even joined the board, but that I think is really pretty awesome, is the 5 College 60-Second Video Contest. I'm just going to say right now that we haven't had a lot of entries, which I'm a little bit sad about because, well, here's the first reason why. It looks like it's going to be super fun. I'm just going to read the poster for you right now. It says, give us your best minute of life on a 5 college campus and you may win $200 or more. I would do it if I were not on the board and probably couldn't really do that because I'm going to know the judges and everything. But, then we get down to the bottom half of the poster and it says, win money. We're looking for We're looking for 60-second videos about life in the 5 college consortium and at Amherst, Hampshire, Mount Holyoke, and Smith Colleges and UMass. 6 winners, 1 each for best video about the 5 college experience and about each campus. We'll get $200. The best overall video will get another $300. So potentially, you could win $500 from making a 60-second video about the school you already go to. I feel like that's a pretty sweet deal, and pretty much everyone at Hampshire should do that. Get famous. Finalists will be screened at the 60-Second Video Festival this fall, and you may even see your work used to promote your campus and 5 colleges. It's going to be pretty fun. Right now we're planning that night. It should be really, really cool. It's supposed to be at UMass. We might have food, which is excellent. I'm sure it's going to be funny. I will probably be there. Have fun. We don't care if you use an HDV high-definition professional camcorder or your iPhone. Be goofy. Be serious. Use your friends. Use your sock puppet. Pretty good. I like it. So it says here, submit entries by October 15th, 2011. And to do so, you have to visit www.fivecolleges.edu/video. That's my pitch. Anyone who's potentially listening and makes videos or even doesn't make videos but has access to a camera should really do this because you could win $500. And it's also kind of a fun way to waste your time. Now I'm going to get back to music. The next song I'm going to play is Taste the Pain by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Not a huge Red Hot Chili Peppers fan, but this is off like a really early album. And I heard it in Say Anything, which is a John Cusack movie. And I really love John Cusack, so I also really think this song is really great. But, I mean, it's up to you. You make your own decisions about this stuff. Listen up.
And I know I'm not that tall.
So we're back. Taste the Pain. I like that song a lot, actually. And we've had one request from my usual companion here in the Garrett, Sam Bordel, who is at home right now. She surprised her mom, and she came home, and she's going to be there for like a week and a half, and I'm going to be so lonely because she's my regular buddy here at Hampshire and also in the yurt. And she also usually has a radio show on Sundays, which I'm going to plug right now because it's friggin' awesome. It's called Random Shit with Sam and Hannah. Hannah's in parentheses because our friend Hannah isn't here this semester. But Hannah's amazing too, and she'll be back. And then they'll both do the radio show together. And until Hannah's back, I'm there to help Sam push buttons and stuff, you know, and with banter, even though I'm not that great at it. So Sam Bordel had a request for the song called You're No God by Laura Marling, who's also pretty amazing.
Some things that you said that you're living alone, and your friends think if you're sad you should call them more. But the truth is that you never needed someone to comfort you. Or you've never needed someone to comfort you.
Get a freestyle. Fuck. This is free thought. I pick and choose what battles can and can't be fought. Three shots, now my heart starts jumping. Why does it take that extra something just to get my blood pumping? I jump it feet first with pad and pen for research. My parents went to heaven. All they got me was this t-shirt. Knees hurt from pleading. Sober but still bleeding on the highway to hell. I got pulled over for speeding. I keep it to the look in the eyes. Mix a bucket of misery with a cup of surprise. What's up with the lies? Why, that's quite blunt. I never met a fox before that wasn't up for the hunt. But that's okay though, I think that I might like it better. Minus the bullshit games and the cardigan sweaters. I like the dirt, I bruise easy. I bet you too tall, thin and like to ball. Like my new dude, too cool. But come and let down your guard, cause everybody's got problems and everyone's scarred. Shit's hard, and I'm not talking about the third leg. didn't come here tonight just to get laid like bird eggs. So let's talk about it, about whatever. How you never said never, but frequently said forever. You remember back when you were sold on the dreams of first string quarterbacks and homecoming queens? You know what I mean? Well, if not, it really don't matter. I can see your head, and I can feel the way they shattered. Don't gotta say you'll be there, but be here now. Cause I'm through with the who, what, why, when, and how. Now I wanna hold out, but I don't ask much. You could lie with your eyes, just be honest with your touch. Just enough so we could have something to hold on to. I don't think it's best, but yes, I think I want to. It's cold outside, and you remind me of my mother. This is one night I might need more than just another girl. It's a cold world. Things should, I guess things could get better if we live with our hearts. It's like we close off our souls before we give it a start. We rip it apart. I found love, but I think I misplaced. Remember back in the day when shit was just so basic, like I like you. You like me too. Well then let's get together, do what we like to do. It might be true and it might not, but at least we're being honest. If I could keep my balance, then I swear I keep my promise. I want it, but can it be that it was all so simplistic? Relationship came in, but I'm afraid I missed the kiss to goodbye. I wished I could cry, but whisper the sigh. There's other fish to see. I got bigger fish to fry. I'm just a guy, right? So what the hell did you expect? Would have never guessed I thought about things other than sex. But every boy has his mother. I think mine would understand the way it took all my years to make a child out of this man. Damn, call me immature, but I think I've got a hunger for that playful spirit we had when we were younger. I might never grow up, and if I do, it ain't gonna happen soon. Come back to bed, love, pull up the covers to the afternoon. I ain't gonna grow up soon, come back to bed, love.
So that was pretty good. Those guys are actually local. They're called Cold Duck Complex, which is a really strange name. But funny story, I was at a concert when I was like 16, maybe 15 years old, in the town where I worked. And they were the opening band. And they were just amazing. And I had to buy their album. And then I came to Hampshire and I was in a bathroom in EDH and looked up on the bathroom stall. And there was a Cold Duck Complex sticker up on the wall, which was really weird. And I was like, oh my God, people like them here too. And then I realized that they're actually from this area. The name of that song is Upstream, and it's off the album Figureheads. And next I'm going to play Jungle Love by the Steve Miller Band, because I was at this bar in Northampton last Saturday, and they kept playing all these like throwback tunes, and it was really crazy. And they played a lot of Steve Miller. And I remembered how much I love Steve Miller, so I'm just going to play a song. And then, while that's playing, Nelson Hernandez is going to think of a song. He's laughing in the background right now, if you can't hear him. He will think of one, and that's going to be his song. So, listen to this one. That was a little Regina Spektor. And before that was the Steve Miller Band. I already told you about Steve Miller Band, though, so I'm going to shut up about that. But Regina Spektor, that's her song, Love You're a Whore, from Live in London. And I've been playing it incessantly and singing it constantly, and Nelson can attest to this
fact. All the time.
All the time in our house. And he's really sick of it. And he told me last night, and he was like, can you please stop? I hate that song. But he kind of also loves it, I know. So... A little bit. Everyone does. It's a great song. I just sing the love your whore part over and over again. but what I'm going to play now is a song he actually requested, and it's Energy by Apples in the Stereo, and he was singing it today. It was pretty funny. So let me just switch. It's on your master because I don't own this song.
Thank you.
keep doing, people tell you that it is wrong. Life gets rough, life gets tough, so tell me what you gonna do about it. You put that young, you put that old, you know the good time of the roll. But the pressure ain't gonna drop it, I'm gonna lick it now you soon. You can't hear, then you know you won't go feel. Pressure drop it and go lick you up and turn like a wheel. When you drop, yes, you gotta feel it. All right, you're doing it wrong. It is you. Oh, yeah. It is you. Oh, yeah. I say pressure drop, oh, pressure. Oh, yeah, pressure's gonna drop on you. I say pressure drop, oh, pressure. Oh, yeah, pressure's gonna drop on you. Pressure, oh pressure.
Yeah, so the last couple songs I played were... Oh, well, I played Apples and Stereo Energy, and that was really fun. And Nelson and I were... Oh, no, we were dancing to the Regina Spektor song, right? But we were making fun of the Apples and Stereo video. It's pretty amusing. The guy's just, like, such a geek in it, which is great, but it's just funny. He's, like, trying to be cool, but he doesn't play that up very well. No. And then I played Push Drop by The Specials, and I just played Philby by Rory Gallagher, who I didn't even know about until this summer when my friend Dave was like, you should check out Rory Gallagher. He's awesome, and he sent me the song. And he's this, like, famous Irish blues musician. Really, really good. So you should listen to his stuff. I only have 20 minutes to my show left. And I'm trying to figure out what to play. I have 24 minutes of songs. I think what I'm going to play next is the Nick Cave song that I had up, because I've been listening to a ton of Nick Cave lately. And this song is really awesome. It's called Let the Bells Ring from Abattoir Blues / The Lyre of Orpheus, Disc 1. Really intense, but it's really good.
Thank you. existence for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. And he carries the reminders.
So that was The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel. It's like my favorite Simon and Garfunkel song, I think. I really, really, really love the lyrics a lot. But the volume is a pain in the ass in the yurt. Just going to say that right now. I kept watching the volume controls. The stupid harmonies. They sent it skyrocketing for whatever reason. Okay, and next song is by David Honeyboy Edwards, and it's Sweet Home Chicago. He died this summer, and it was really sad. The last of the Mississippi Delta Bluesmen, the original Mississippi Delta Bluesmen. There's a really great piece on NPR somewhere that you can find about him where they actually play the song at the end. But the reason I know the song really, which is kind of sad, I guess, I don't know, it's a great movie, is the Blues Brothers movie. And it's a really good song, so just listen to it. This might be the last one I play tonight. We'll see who comes into the yurt.
California, sweet home Chicago. One is one, baby. Two and two is four. I'm heavy loaded, pretty mama, baby. You know I'm got to go. You're crying, hey, hey, baby, don't you wanna go to that line of California, sweet home Chicago. Cause I'm dry, baby. I drain the cause I'm blue. I tried pretty well this morning, baby. I can't get along with you. She said, hey, hey, baby, don't you wanna go to that line of California, sweet home Chicago.
I'm actually going to have to cut it short because there are people outside the yurt right now and they're waiting to get in. I think it's the good old douchebags for their show. I was going to play the song Oh Sweet Nothing by the Velvet Underground, which I love, but it's 7.5 minutes long and there's just no way. So Happy October break. Have a good one. Enjoy home. If you're going home, enjoy wherever you're going. And I'll see y'all next Thursday. Have a good night.